Wednesday, 29-week Ordinary Time 1. First reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 6, verses 12 to 18 and 20b to 21. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. Do not yield your members to sin as instruments of the wickedness, but yield yourself to God as men who have been brought from death to life, and the members to God as instruments of righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Are we to sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you yield yourself to anyone as obedient slave, you are slave of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed, and having been set free from sin, have become slave of righteousness. When you were slave of sin, you were free to righteousness. But then what return did you get from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. Second, the Gospel. According to Luke chapter 12, verses 39 to 48. But know this, that if the householder had known at what hour the thief were coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. Peter said, Lord, are you telling this parable for us or for all? And the Lord said, who then is the faithful and wise steward whom his master will set over his household to give them their portion of food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he come, will find so doing. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. But if that servant say to himself, my master is delayed in coming, and begin to beat the manservants and the maidservants, and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he does not know, and will punish him and put him with the unfaithful. And that servant who knew his master will but did not make ready or act according to his will shall receive a severe beating. But he who did not know and did what deserved a beating shall receive a light beating. Everyone to whom much is given, of him will much be required. And of him to whom men commit, much they will demand the more. Sharing of the reading. The theme, put into practice what one knew. The reading for today focused on practicing what people already knew to benefit one's life. In the first reading, Paul paid a special attention to true human position before and after receiving Christ. He advised the faithful to live according to the grace which Christ had brought to the faithful through his passion and glorious resurrection. If one intentionally immerses himself in sin and in his path, he will not be saved. In the Gospel, Jesus warned his disciples they must live as faithful stewards in distributing of the mystery of salvation. If not, they will be punished more severe than those who do not know when Jesus returned to earth. Second analysis. The first reading. You are the slave to whom you obey. Third point. The believer must break away with sin. Saint Paul said, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. Do not yield your members to sin as instruments of wickedness, but yield yourself to God as men who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments of righteousness." First, the legal status of people before and after Christ. Before Christ, human beings were completely under the law and slavery to sin and death. They have no power to escape from these slaveries. When Christ comes, He freed people from the law, sin, and death. People with the power of Christ's grace can escape the slaveries to be free to live for God. Saint Paul compared the state of the believer with the slave status. When a slave lives under his owner, he is completely dependent on his owner and had no chance to escape from his slavery life. But when a ransom is paid to free him, the slave is now free to live for himself. The believer, the true, once liberated by Christ, they are no longer slaves to sin, but are free and are equipped to live for God. Second, the inner status of people before and after Christ. Before Christ, people have no strength to resist the power of sin. Besides, the law tells them that it is a sin. But it does not help people to overcome sin. When Christ comes, He gives grace to people so they can overcome sin. Saint Paul ascertained that, "For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace." Paul knew someone would question, "What then? Are we to sin because we are not under law but under grace?" And he answered, "By no means." Paul meant, with Christ's appearance, sin and death no longer have absolute power on people. But if they reject a life according to grace by keep living in sin, they will not have salvation. This is the sin against the Holy Spirit, which we discussed many times before. Second point, the results of the true lifestyles. St. Paul explained, do you not know that if you yield yourself to anyone as obedient slave, you are slave of the one whom you obey, either of sin which lead to death, or of obedience which lead to righteousness. Third, the result of a life according to sin. When people are slaves to the law and sin, they have no power to escape sin and no way to become righteous. The result is death, as God said to Moses when he gave the Ten Commandments to people. Second, the result of a life according to race. With Christ's appearance, reasons become righteous because they believe in Christ. He gives them grace to live a holy life and set them free from death to inherit the eternal life. One thing people must keep in mind is that even Christ came to liberate, people still have the freedom to choose between the two lifestyles. If they choose to immerse in sin, they will be dead and live far away from God. An example will help us to understand what Paul explained. Medicine can heal, but a patient must abstain from dangerous food to be healed. If a patient relies too much on the medicine and do not abstain, the medicine will lose its effect and his disease will get worse. Second, the gospel. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make ready or act according to his will shall receive a severe beating. Third point, the owner handled his property and the right of distribution to his steward. A steward is chosen by his owner, though he has power over all other servants, but to his owner, he is still a servant. His duty is to manage all of business and servants in the household when his owner absent. One of his duties is to provide food for servants on time. Who is the servant whom Jesus wanted to imply here? Peter asked, Lord, are you telling this parable for us or for all? Jesus answered, who then is the faithful and wise steward whom his master will set over his household to give them their portion of food at the proper time? Jesus answered, implied his apostle. They are the ones who were chosen, chosen, chained, and sent out by Jesus to preach the good news. They must be responsible before Christ about those whom he sent his disciples to preach. The answer can also be attended to all reasons, for they are also leaders in their family and communities. Second point, the steward attitude. He can fall into one of the two attitudes. First, faithful and the reward. A faithful steward should fulfill his duty when his owner is present or absent. If a steward had that kind of attitude, it is no surprise to his owner when he suddenly show up and find him doing as such. Jesus prayed this steward, "Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions, because whoever was loyal to small things also loyal to great things." Second, unfaithful and the punishment. But if that servant thinks, "My master is delayed in coming," and begin to beat the man servants and the maid servants, and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he does not know, and will punish him and put him with the unfaithful. And Jesus declared, "The servant who knew his master's will but did not make ready or act according to his will shall receive a severe beating. But he who did not know and did what deserved a beating shall receive a light beating. Everyone to whom much is given, of him will much be required. And of him to whom men commit much, they will demand the more." Application in life. We were purified by Christ from all our sins and equipped to live righteous. We must break off our slavery to sin in order to live righteously. Jesus taught us all things, even the way we must repair for our future. We should listen and repair for accordingly. Reasons have been taught and equipped with reason. If they do not follow God's will, they will be judged more severe than those who are not. Amen.